Let's begin. So this whole thing was supposed to kick off Monumental May, but that's gone by. So I imagine the monuments are still there, though, right?
Monuments are still there, and here we find ourselves in June, and it is a great time to be thinking about how we can get out and enjoy America's outdoors, particularly in states like California, Arizona, and across the Southwest. And we are hoping people get out and enjoy our national monuments in particular. Arizona and California have significant swath of Bureau of Land Management land. There are 26 national monuments managed by the BLM, and in the states of Arizona and California, there's some really significant ones out there that we'd love for people to get out, see, explore. And then also with that comes the responsibility of letting your members of Congress know and your governor and other elected officials that you care deeply about these places and want to see them remain the way they are, open to the public and conserved for future generations.
Are they not going to be open to the public?
Well, you can never take what we have for granted. We're lucky to live in a nation where we do have these lands, but we just saw in the last year President Trump reduce two national monuments of national significance by 2 million acres. That would be cutting Bears Ears National Monument down by almost 90%. And then also reducing the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in half, largely for the purposes of oil and gas drilling and open pit mining. So that causes a lot of concern for us. There are many places appropriate for oil and gas drilling and open pit mining, but for our national monuments, we do not want to see them shrunken or see development occurring within their boundaries. So you can't ever take anything for granted. So being a sportsman or sportswoman, being an outdoor recreationist, with that comes a responsibility while you're enjoying those lands. You also need to speak up for them and be a voice for them so that our children and grandchildren and many generations past us have them to get out and enjoy.
Now, Bears Ears is a pretty new monument, and so people really haven't had time to get used to it being bigger, so making it smaller might not necessarily be as big a problem as other ones. I mean, we're not talking about monuments set aside by Theodore Roosevelt or I don't know, Richard Nixon. I mean, we're talking about relatively new monuments that are going to be reduced in size, right?
Well, we have seen visitation increase significantly over the last, I'm going to say, about 3 to 4 years, just as people have become more interested in exploring southeastern Utah, and also as the state of Utah is marketing more and more its public lands or our national public lands within the boundaries of the state. And so we're seeing visitation increase across many very special scenic areas, natural areas, as well as historic and cultural areas, and Bears Ears fits all of those. So we are seeing visitation increase. We're also seeing at the same time oil and gas drilling occurring right on the boundaries, leasing of oil and gas development right on the boundaries of Bears Ears National Monument that could find itself into those original boundaries. So while it's a newer monument, it's one that's getting a lot of attention and a lot of people want to get out there and see whether it's the archaeological sites, paleontological sites, or see the beautiful Red Rock canyons and forested ridge of Elk Ridge. There's a lot there, and people want to get out there. So reducing the size of it is of concern. When you go back to a year ago on the list of national monuments the Trump administration was reviewing for reduction, there were a number of important national monuments on that list. Again, so we just don't want to take these areas for granted, both in whether that's in Arizona, California, Colorado, Utah. And the other thing I would say is that these monuments are an important part of our outdoor recreation economy. Of course, they're great to get out and enjoy the outdoors, which we are very much in support of. But along that, with that comes jobs. And when you have protected public lands, whether that's going to be Agua Fria, Ironwood Forest in Arizona, Sand to Snow, Mojave Trails in California, just for a couple of examples. Those are protected open lands that people get out and enjoy. And as part of that comes jobs and local economies that are of a significant scale. If you just take California, for example, There are 690,000 jobs directly tied to outdoor recreation in that state. That's significant. In Arizona, you've got approximately more than 200,000 direct jobs tied to outdoor recreation. So in order to have outdoor recreation, get out and enjoy these places and understand our history and culture that's tied to these lands, you've got to be able to protect them. And by protecting them as national monuments, along comes people who want to live near them, who want to get out and experience them, and with that comes in a very important segment of the economy.
Excellent, Mr. Seibert. Anything else about this that you want to add that we didn't talk about?
I would just encourage, once again, for folks to get out, enjoy your national monuments. You can learn more about them by coming to our website, conservationlandfoundation.org. Get out and enjoy these places. Learn about the nature that they contain, the cultural, historic sites they contain that tell the story of our country, and then let your members of Congress know how much you care about these places and that you want to see them remain as they are well into the future.
Excellent. Mr. Seibert, thanks for all your time today, sir.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.